I'm getting hungry, which means it must be time for Taste of the Week. And delighted to say that we have a new chef in the kitchen. Please welcome the TV chef, Jack O'Keefe, to the studio. Jack, how are you?
What's the story?
What the story is, you're in here, you're about to feed me, you're about to relay a fantastic recipe to our listeners. So, but before we get to that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Jack.
Get away.
I'm that mad fella to be on the Ireland AM there in the mornings trying to give Alan Hughes something very spicy so that he can cough it out live on air.
I always so that's intentional, is it?
Yeah, people are like, do you not take yourself serious? I go, no, I just like getting a laugh. No, look, I'm a chef. I'm obviously from Cork, because people might be able to hear from my accent. You know, don't bring up the weekend. We won't mention it.
I wasn't going to say anything, I swear.
The smirk. No, look, and I'm a regular on with Virgin Media in Ireland AM, and that's kind of me. I keep it very simple. I do a bit on social media, and that's about it.
What got you going in terms of cooking, or what attracted you to it? Is it something you've been into since you were young, or?
Oh, like since I was a kid. Yeah. I was a heavy child. I was a hefty child. So to maintain that heft, I had to learn how to cook. And I was obsessed growing up. Obsessed with River Cottage, if people remember it.
Yeah.
About 98, the mid-2000s.
So Hugh Fearnsley Whittingstall.
Yeah, I have a funny story about him. I bumped into him at Taste of Dublin years ago at a food festival in Dublin. And the main organiser knew I was a big fan of Hugh. He knew I idolised the man. Never met him before.
Seems like a nice guy from from TV shows.
I wouldn't know. Wait, you hear my story. So I was on after him on the main demo stage. And she's like, do you want to come early? You get to meet Hugh, we'll introduce you, might have a glass of wine with him or whatever, have a chat. I was like a 12-year-old girl meeting Taylor Swift. I just went pale. I was like, Hugh, nice to meet you. I'm Jack. And he goes, nice to meet Jack, and just took off.
That was it?
There was my opportunity. Gone. I wanted to tell him I loved him. I wanted his babies. I wanted to go work for him in the River Cottage and all that. Nah, missed it all. Anyway,
Do you think that was more your nervousness, or was he in a hurry, or did he look at you and go, oh man, this guy's going to turn into a puddle of water in front of me, I'll just keep walking.
This fella's a psycho. He's going to kidnap me, put me into the back of his car. No, I just went white, and someone else distracted him, and that was it then. Gone. But no, that's why I'm a chef. I'm obsessed with all things country house hotels, small allotment gardens. And as you can see, probably we'll talk about the mad dishes in front of you there in a few minutes. As a chef, I suppose, I kind of idolise the likes of those guys. Because I try and put people outside of their comfort zone a little bit. I don't just go on. Anyone that knows me from Ireland AM, I cook a lot of different-y kind of stuff. I'll do the classic recipes, but I'll always twist it up by adding something to it or doing it in a different way or doing it quick, doing it fast, trying to make it maybe not so much healthy, but twisting in local ingredients and stuff to it. And like as you're looking in front of you there, you have some grilled sourdough, asparagus, Centola goat cheese from down the road, some crispy parmaham, a spicy Asian peanut rayu, and local honey. Like it's a mad combination, but it all works, you know.
And it smells wonderful.
And I just love the look on people's faces when they go, this is actually class.
Well, I have to say, when I saw what you were going to be making, I was very much looking forward to it. I love all of the constituent elements of this. The spiciness is an interesting aspect to it. Is this something you have made before, Jack?
No.
Right, it's an experiment. You're and I'm the guinea pig.
No, right. They all go together very well. I would have made something very similar to that, and the only change would have been the parma ham or prosciutto would have swapped out for smoked salmon.
Okay.
But I didn't have any smoked salmon last night, so I did some prosciutto instead. And what I've done with the prosciutto is, and it's a lovely little trick I have, and I have some here next to me that I've kept aside, and it's delicious and crispy. I take the parma ham, prosciutto, any of those kind of dried Mediterranean cured hams, you can get good quality ones. Just pop them out in an oven tray with some parchment paper, bang them into the oven for 180 degrees for about 12 to 15 minutes, and they turn into, the best way of describing this is, a ham tato.
They look very, very crispy.
And it's amazing. You can crumble it up. You can use it instead of salt and make like a ham salt.
Ooh.
Or you could put it into your porridge. You can put it into a toastie like I have.
Your porridge?
You
can use it in salad. That's interesting.
I've actually never tried it in porridge. It was the first thing that popped into my head. I was thinking that's salty, some sweet honey, some nice porridge. It's raining outside. It could work. You know what I mean?
That actually does sound nice now that you mentioned it. I suppose the combination of the sweet and salty would
And look,
work
we know
well.
That asparagus goes well with goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And when you rang and said you want to come on to Clare FM, I was like, I can't come in here without bringing some Centola cheese with me, can I? I can't. Like, I have to. It's like easily one of the best goat cheeses in the country, and they're absolute heroes down there. And
high
it's
praise.
Just and this is coming from a Cork man, we have West Cork, like, you know what I mean? But St. Tola Gushies, and I brought in the Divine one with me, and it's the spreadable version, so it's great for home. Do you know, get rid of your Philadelphia and use some of that St. Tola. You can get it in most supermarkets. I popped into the farm shop in Shannon on my way up and picked it up inside there. It's class, spread it across some toasted sourdough and with the asparagus. Oh,
lovely. So, okay, you've touched on some of the ingredients, but take us through everything that is involved in this while I have a little nibble, Jack.
So I started off anyway, first of all, by, I always like to char grill my asparagus from raw. I never steam it, I never boil it, especially this time of year when it's banging and it's fresh and it's delicious. So all I do is I season it with salt and pepper, drizzle it with some olive oil and some balsamic vinegar, toss it all together. And then I either fry it in a frying pan with no oil because there's oil obviously already tossed onto it. Or like that one, I use a griddle or a skillet pan just to get nice charred flavour. I give it about 3-4 minutes until it's nice and al dente, crunchy. I don't overcook it because it can go soggy. And then after, I just set that aside. And in the same pan, I grill up some sourdough, brush sourdough in olive oil, grill it up until it's cooked on both sides. Set aside, get some of the spreadable goat cheese, or you can use whatever goat cheese you find in your local supermarket, spread onto the toast, bang the asparagus on top of it. As I said, I crisp up the prosciutto ham, crumble that down on top of the asparagus, or lay it as sheets on top, whatever you prefer. Or if you don't have time, use raw ham if you want on top, just draped over like a scarf. A drizzle of honey. I have some really cool honey here called Paradise Honey that's from, how do I pronounce it? Lachine, County Clare. Really good stuff. And then the final ingredient on top is one of my, I get obsessed with ingredients every now and then. I just kind of overdo it a little bit. And anyone who watches Ireland Name will notice I've used this ingredient about 5 times in the last 2 months. It's called White Masu Peanut Rayu. It's from Dublin, unfortunately. But it's absolutely class. It's sesame seeds, peanuts and a chilli oil all mixed together. And it gives that kind of crunchy, spicy, fermented flavour.
Yeah, and it's lovely. But what's nice about the spicy element of it, Jack, from what I've eaten so far, is that you can taste it, you can feel it. But it's not overpowering.
No, it's very, very subtle. Very subtle spice. Like, it's kind of the spice that your granny would like. You know what I mean? It's not too hot. You're not going
to get the hiccups.
Yeah, exactly.
that is lovely. And the prosciutto, it kind of reminds me of the way I like my rashers, you know, on a sandwich, nice and crispy.
Yeah, and it's great. And you know the beauty about this is, like, you know, if you make too much of it, do what I have. I have a little Chinese takeaway box that I've dishwashed here in front of me. Pop them into that, put a lid on it, into the fridge, or even into a dry cupboard, and it'll last in there for about 3 to 4 days. And you can use it whenever you want then.
Not as fancy as what you've made for me, but I'd say they'd be fantastic between two slices of white bread and a load of
Kerrygold butter. Do you know a potato sandwich? Yeah. Can you imagine that with just like plasticky white sliced pan bread,
yeah,
bit of butter and crispy prosciutto?
Squish it down.
Just made
your
the potato sandwich bougie right there.
I think we know what you have to bring in the next time. In terms of like length of time in making this, does it take long?
Not at all. Should I throw it together in your canteen outside there?
No, there we go. Okay, that didn't
no,
take
look,
long.
It's literally, honestly, it's about 12 minutes.
That's it.
That's about it. Like, it's a proper supper for one. If you wanted to add more protein or whatever to it and make it a better meal or make it into a brunch, to add some scrambled eggs to it or poached egg, and it'll be absolutely delicious. Perfect for a lazy Sunday.
Well, feel free to do that, listeners. I won't be adding any egg to it because, as we all know, I can't stand them. The devil's food. But thank you very much for that, Jack. That is absolutely delicious. Really interesting combination of ingredients as well. And welcome to the team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in, and look forward to seeing what you have at you the next time. Any news for us? Anything on the horizon that we should be aware of?
No, just the usual madness. I'm back on Ireland Lame. I was on yesterday cooking a absolutely amazing tiramisu, and if you head onto their website, Ireland AM, even if you just Google Jack O'Keefe tiramisu, it'll come up. Trust me, it's one. If you have a sweet tooth, or if you have a coffee tooth, or if you're a love Italian cooking, try that tiramisu. It's class. And I'm on next week. They actually haven't told me what I'm cooking yet, because we did a vote for it live on air yesterday. I don't know what won. It's either deep fried rhubarb tart, similar to a certain fast food chain's apple tart.
Okay.
Only I'm mixing it up with rhubarb. Or the other option was a beer braised lamb shoulder. And I think Tommy Nannan said,
very different, aren't they?
I know, yeah. I never do sweet stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll suggest this. And when the two lads said, oh, we'd love that lamb now, all the listeners instantly started voting for the rhubarb. Straight away. So tune in anyway on Wednesday morning, you'll see what I'm cooking.
Lovely stuff. You might sneak in a bit of spice to upset Alan Hughes' tummy as well. Jack O'Keefe, thank you very much. Absolutely delicious. We'll have the recipe up as well on our website. You'll be able to check that out as well. And Jack will be with us again soon.